Number 24 from January 2015, Better Than the Average Bear. I reported to you recently about the interesting trash that I've seen in the road ditches during my daily exercise walks. You may recall that there was even a large television in the ditch. Well, guess what? There is now another television just a little ways down in the same ditch. Apparently, folks have decided that County Road 200 West is now the eternal resting place for dead televisions. I can't imagine why the first dumper thought that, but I'm pretty sure that his actions gave the idea to the second dumper. By next spring, there might be an entire collection of deceased televisions out there. It seems that if somebody else is doing something wrong, it gives others the idea that they can do the wrong thing also, and it'll be all right. It reminds me of when I was a kid, and my mother caught me doing something that I shouldn't be doing. I would justify myself by telling her, "Well, Mike and Clyde were doing it too." And then she would respond with that famous retort that all mothers have used. "Well, if Mike and Clyde were going to jump off a cliff, would that mean you would too?" It appears that I was indeed ready to yell Geronimo and leap into space. This is also the same kind of logic that humans have been trying to use on God since they were created. When God sensed Adam's shame because of his need to cover himself with fig leaves, he asked Adam if he had eaten the fruit that he was told not to eat. Adam immediately turns toward Eve and says, "The woman you gave me the fruit, and I did eat. See, she did it too." Actually, Adam was using a twofold defense. He blamed Eve for doing it first and influencing him by her behavior, and he blamed God in a backhanded kind of way because he was the one who gave him the woman in the first place. Unfortunately, God is not grading on the curve, and just because others are doing wrong, it doesn't really make us look any more right in his eyes. We can't rely, really, on the fact that we are doing better than the average bear for our salvation. If a thing is wrong, it's wrong. Only acceptance of the wrong, repentance for the wrong, and the determination to do better with the Spirit's help will put us right with God. God is not a payer of wages. He is a giver of gifts. We don't excuse ourselves by saying, "Others are doing it too." We just throw ourselves on God's mercy. Our old friend Marvin had some cowboy wisdom on this topic. He said, "If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not right, don't do it." That's simple, but not easy. That will require the Spirit's help.